Soundstripe.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to That's Relatable. My name is Brooke, and this is just a fun little podcast I get to do in my free time where I really try to discuss my personal struggles, things I've been through, things that you guys have maybe struggled with, and we just kind of hash it out. And the goal is just to bring some encouragement back into the world because, you know, sometimes I think we need that. So anyways, today I'm jumping right in with the topic of jealousy and envy. Barf. It's something we can all probably relate to. At one time or another, we've been jealous of someone or jealous of something. And it's one of the ugliest traits, in my opinion. It is probably the most it just eats at you. Like, it diminishes any part of your confidence so quickly. And so this is a big one that I want to hit on. Hopefully we can figure out a way to combat these jealous and envious feelings that we run into sometimes, and just realize how freaking awesome of a person we are without having to compare ourselves to anybody else. So, like I said, this in my opinion is the ugliest trait. There are a lot of things that we can get caught up on, and jealousy is one that I think, I don't know, ranks at the highest of a way to just like ruin your day, a way to bring you down, a way to just put you in a bad mood, honestly. Because what it's really doing, if you think about how you feel when you run into this concept of jealousy or envy or whatever you want to call it, it's almost like a switch turns. If you guys feel the way I feel anyways, whenever I run into this feeling of jealousy, I don't even know it until I sit and have these moments where I actually process the way I'm feeling. But subconsciously, like, one, I diminish my self-worth. Whenever I look at someone and I'm like, oh, but they have this or they're like this, you automatically flip a switch on yourself and you're like, oh, I'm just not good enough. Whether you are aware of it or not, you're subconsciously just being like, oh, I don't have it, or I'm not good enough, or whatever. And so that's this really like ugly trait that's not only projecting your anger and like not greediness, but it's not only turning you angry and sad, but it's also like chipping away at your own confidence. So the first thing I want to talk about is how jealousy is really, like, some people I think will be like, yeah, I get jealous, but I'm not like mad about it. A little bit of jealousy is maybe okay, but that's not what I'm talking about. Like, I'm talking about the difference between looking at someone and seeing them as a role model maybe, versus looking at someone and idolizing them and then just being like jealous and, oh gosh, but they have this, and getting those nasty, ugly feelings stirred up in you. So that's important to talk about, though, that snippet there as far as like what a idol is versus what a role model is. Like, I think we have to be really careful when we're dealing with feelings of jealousy that we're not idolizing other people. And again, I'm going to talk about my beliefs a little bit and how I just know that in the Bible, it talks about like we're not supposed to create idols. We're not supposed to be idols. Like, we have to be very careful when we're tiptoeing around these jealousy words and see, like, are we starting to idolize someone and just think they have it perfect and want to be just like them? Well, that's different than looking up to someone as a role model and being inspired to work harder or go further by looking up to someone. But when we're looking at someone and we're idolizing them and we get these ugly feelings of jealousy, like, careful. Like, what I want you guys to think about, and again, I can talk and articulate this because I have dealt with all these feelings of jealousy and the ugly things that come with it. And so when I sit and I think about what emotions are spurred from that initial reaction of jealousy, the first emotion I feel after being jealous is like anger. It's kind of just how I release the envious, jealousy kind of feelings that I'm dealing with. And so we have to be really careful, because now we're not only just dealing with being like, oh, I wish I looked like this, or I wish I had that, or this person looks so much better, whatever it is. Now you're stirring up anger. And here's the kicker. This is where things get to be like aha moments, hopefully, is you are starting to get angry at the fact that you don't have whatever so-and-so has, or you don't look the way so-and-so does, or you're not like whatever. Who's on the receiving end of that anger? Well, most times it's going to be the people you love, right? It's not even going to be the person you're jealous of. It's going to be your family and your friends and your close one. And you're going to automatically run into this bad mood, and people are going to look at you sideways and be like, why is so-and-so, why is Brooke looking so freaking cranky lately? Like, why is she so mad lately? It's because those jealous feelings are coming out in a form of anger. That's how I process personally. And I think that's probably a pretty common way that we deal with these jealousy feelings or whatever you want to call them. So that's the first thing to be aware of. Like, your subconscious reaction is going to be, now you're dealing with anger or even sadness, maybe. Maybe you're just, it's depressing, right? It's depressing to think, well, gosh, I'm never going to have what this person has, or I'm never going to look like what this person looks like. Or, you know, you're maybe not even just opening up anger, but you're bringing out all of these feelings of like depression. Like, let's be honest, like, you're sad, you're down in the dumps, you're going to get angry, you're feisty. When you start dealing with these unrealistic and anxiety ridden scenarios, you're basically convincing yourself that the way you are right now is inadequate. If only I had this, I would be able to go do A, B, and C. If only I looked this way, I would have the guts to go do this. Like, you see what I'm saying? And you're now less likely to even pursue the goals that you have or the dreams that you have, because now you're making yourself insecure. So what I've noticed over time is that whenever I see a little bit of jealousy sneak in and start taking over my mind, like, that's the first thing that has to go. If I can get jealousy and envy out of my mind and out of my heart, then my anger leaves, my sadness leaves, my inadequacy leaves, the anxiety-ridden, whatever panicky little scenarios I put in my head, they leave. And the other thing is, you're going to see it bleed into your career. You could see it bleed into your relationship, right? If, this, my boyfriend or girlfriend or my spouse, whatever, they're probably looking at so-and-so and wishing I was more like them. They probably wish I was prettier or had the clothes like she does, or, you know? So now you're starting to affect the really delicate parts of your life that you have to protect, right? We're supposed to protect our marriages and our relationships and our jobs, right? Hopefully you want to protect your job if you love where you're at and whatnot. But this emotion of jealousy, it's so sneaky because it just seeps into literally every other aspect of your life. And so really what I'm finding out is the jealousy, it only harms you. Okay. And it's something that you do have control over, right? You have the ability to cut those jealousy and envious thoughts out of your mind. And that's what we end up having to do because, like I said, you're hurting yourself. You're creating a victimizing mentality for yourself. You're considering yourself inadequate. Your walls automatically go up. And now you have a false perception of who you are, but also a false perception of who you're jealous of. Like, let's be honest, right? So again, back to that thought of almost idolizing, maybe not even idolizing. Maybe we just get like, I'm trying to honestly, genuinely think of how do I feel when I'm jealous of a person? I don't think I idolize them, actually, now that I'm talking this through. I think I get angry at them. And I think I'm just like, oh, you think you're better than me? Like, my defense mode comes up. Isn't that so ugly? That's like embarrassing to say out loud, but I have to believe like that's pretty common, right? So now I'm creating a picture of someone I probably don't even know very well that I just saw on social media, or like someone who's maybe not even like a person that I see face to face who even knows I exist. And I automatically create a perception of them that's mean and nasty. And how undeserving is that? That's like messed up. Like, can we recognize like that's pretty freaking messed up that now because you decided to be jealous of someone, you're going to paint them in a different light than what they probably are. A lot of this comes back, and I'm talking to myself, because when I'm jealous of someone, my defense mode goes up. I try to like combat that with, oh yeah, well, I can do this. I get competitive. And now it paints them in a different light where I'm angry at them or maybe just snooty with them. And there's no need for that. Unless that person is like actually belittling others and being rude and mean and nasty, like there's no reason to paint someone in such an ugly picture because I'm jealous of them. That's a me problem. Right? And so I come to you guys now, like really saying this wholeheartedly with love. I promise you this is with love, but we got to come to terms with jealousy is a you problem. Don't you point fingers at someone else and make them out to be a bad person because you are mad at something that they have. Okay. So really this is all coming back to us, right? Us who have these jealousy feelings, like us who deal with the envy, we've got to be really freaking careful. You guys, we're self-sabotaging every other aspect of our life, every other facet of our life. So really, I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Like the last several years, I think truly since I've had my daughter, like having my daughter, I have two kids now. My daughter's 4. My son is going to be 2 here in a couple months. But since having my daughter, like literally 4 years ago, a flip switched in my mind. And I really started to dive into how I operate as a person. And so before I really started paying attention to those things and working on myself, I experienced jealousy like all the time in like a very ugly way. And I'm not proud to say that out loud, but I'm just trying to be honest with you guys. And so like 4 years ago, I would catch myself always being like, ugh, just snooty, like, ew, ew, barf. Like, I'm so sorry if that's how you guys have ever perceived me, because let's just say I've done a lot of growing up, and I would assume that you guys have too if you compare yourself to your past versions. But truly, I used to experience jealousy so much, whether it was like clothes or jobs or houses or, you know, like materialistic things, which is a whole nother topic. Like, why, you guys? Oh, why? But looking at it now, oh my gosh, even in high school, like this is all just like flooding in my mind. I'm thinking of comparing grades and athletic performances and like friends and everything. Barf. Don't do that. The root of all this jealousy comes from comparison. And everybody's heard it before. Comparison is the thief of like all good things that you have, right? You're not able to notice how stinking blessed you are and how much you do have when you're too busy looking at someone else and idolizing everything that they have. We can't do that to ourselves, you guys. You have to take an introspective look, really, like evaluate yourself and look at the cause of why are you jealous? What are you lacking emotionally, not physically, not materials or anything like that, but why are you so bent out of shape by what someone else has, whether it's looks, clothes, house, job, whatever? Why does that irk you so much? It's because we're comparing. Like, comparison is the thief of joy. You've heard it probably 5,000 times. Like, I'm just here to, I guess, reiterate it. And this is my favorite part. This is like the punchline of it all. This is good. Okay, here we go. The person that you are so jealous of, the person that you think has it all, the looks, the clothes, the house, the maybe boyfriend or spouse or whatever, whoever that person is, I can promise you they are fighting the same jealousy battle by looking at someone else. Is that not insane? You guys, this is a vicious, never-ending cycle. Like this emotion, like it gets to everyone. And so don't you dare look at someone thinking they have it all and they're perfect. It's a vicious cycle from person to person. We're all playing the same game until you decide to stop it in its tracks and say, no more. I'm not allowing myself to live in this way where I'm constantly comparing and wishing I had something else. And here's the thing. It all falls back on this, the grass is greener concept. The grass is greener over there. Oh, they're so lucky, blah, blah, blah. And it's cheesy. I always kind of like, okay, side note. I always think of I don't know what it's called now. Somebody tell me, it's going to drive me insane. But he said, it was the first time I heard this phrase. And so now I always think of him. But it's the grass is greener where you water it. And he said that in a song once. I was like, oh, interesting, Biebs. Okay. But actually, if you can think about the words, if you can think about what it's actually saying, it's really true, right? The grass is greener where you water it. Yeah, that's so true. Where are you putting your effort? Like, where are you spending your time? Are you spending your time worrying about others and being concerned about someone else has? Or are you concerned about bettering what you do have? Working to make it better if that's what you want. Working to, you know, find a job that you love if that's what you've been jealous of. You know, finding something that you can control and you can put your effort into and you can build it instead of just sitting by and watching others and just being jealous. And again, there goes that victimizing mentality. There it is, right? Sitting back, watching others, wishing you had it. No, 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 no. We don't have time to be the victim. We're not the victim here. We can grow what we have. We can put our effort into what we do have and we can try to better it to the best of our abilities. Isn't that, like, guys, that's awesome. That's like such good news. We don't have to waste our time being jealous and angry and slimy. We can work on what we do have and we can have role models. Sure, why not? Like, obviously, it's great to have role models who can inspire you, but that's the difference. Let that inspire you. Don't let that tear you down and dictate your emotions and let it bleed into other parts of your life. You know, I just personally speaking, thinking about those times, and don't get me wrong, like I still run into my jealousy moments and I still have those times where I have to stop myself in my tracks and be like, nope, I'm not going to let myself think like that. Like I refuse to let myself get so caught up in what someone else has that I am like ruined, like it's ruining my day and it's ruining other parts of my life. Like that's not going to happen. As soon as I can identify that, hey, I'm like feeling jealous and I'm getting cranky and I'm annoyed, I do everything in my power to like get rid of that. Because like I said before, it was completely diminishing my value that I had in myself. Like I didn't know what I had to offer, because I thought I was completely inadequate. So this is when we have to start thinking, well, how do I fix this? Like, how do I stop jealousy in its tracks when I start to recognize those emotions happening? And guys, the only thing I can say is practice. And I know that sucks. And I wish there was like a fix-all kind of method. But really, it's going to come with practice. It's going to come with practice and spending time looking at yourself and being your own hype person. I know that sounds so weird and like cringy probably, but when you are in the privacy of your home and you can look in the mirror and just be vulnerable with yourself, right? No one else needs to be around. Go to the bathroom, lock yourself in there, literally like spend time with yourself. No one has to know, and just hype yourself up. Let yourself look at the things about you that you love. Maybe you love the way your eyes are. Maybe you think you have the best smile. Like you are allowed to think nice things about yourself. Okay. Sometimes I think we like are horrible at taking compliments. This is again, me talking to myself. And if my husband ever listens to this, he's going to be like, ma'am, what are you talking about? I'm the worst at taking compliments. I cringe. Like side note, and I don't even like to say this. This like is also going to make me puke. And this is not like me trying to be cutesy, humble, blah, blah, blah. No, like I am the worst at taking compliments. And I have had people tell me in the past, like, oh, I'm so jealous of you because you have this or something. Bleh, I never know how to react. Like I tense up, I get awkward, and I'm just like, thanks. That's nice. But like, I don't know what it is. I am the worst at giving myself credit when it's due or taking compliments. Like again, my husband, he will to this day be like, I don't know, give me some sort of nice compliment. I am just like, thank you. I love you too. And I'll like walk away and he'll make fun of me. I don't know. But my point is we have to get really good at being able to compliment ourselves. Even if it's just like the privacy of your own home when no one's around, I really do think it's vital. And I do try to practice this, not all the time because it is, it's super cringy and I don't like it and it makes me feel weird. But that has been something I've like, especially again, like when I started really working on myself and kind of trying to get my emotions to not be a sack of crap, I would look at myself and just be like, no, like I love my hair. Like my hair is really pretty. And I can say that and not feel like cocky or like arrogant about it. Like, okay, cool. That made me feel a little bit better. Like I don't have to feel like a total weirdo. I love that I am like happy most of the times. Like I can be bubbly and happy. And I used to not even like to admit that. Like I don't know. It's a weird thing. And I don't know if that's something you guys have dealt with, but I'm rambling. Long story short, we have to be able to be our own hype person. See how much value you have in yourself. Maybe you are like a freaking crafty, like an artsy person, you artsy people, or you like interior design people, you will never know how jealous I am of you. Not jealous, but like how much I look up to you. Yeah, I'm trying not to be jealous, not jealous. But seriously, I don't have that ability at all. So I love when someone else is able to do that. Like I think that's so cool. If that's you, be able to admit that to yourself. Let yourself know that you are good at things. Like you have a lot of worth and value, and you guys are, I know it's cheesy, I guess, again, I don't like cheesy things, but you really do have so much value, and you have to be able to recognize that and be thankful for it and identify it. Toot your own horn. Let it happen. It's okay. Again, there's a difference between being confident and being cocky. Like, we're not trying to be cocky, arrogant, like, ooh, I'm better than you. Barf. No one has time for that. But it is awesome. It's great to be confident. And if like, in fact, it's preferred to be confident, because then again, it switches your mind subconsciously of like, you know what?
Like, I am capable. I am pretty cool. Like, I am able to do these things that I would have always counted myself out of. You have to be able to take that confidence and use it, apply it in whatever goals or ambitions you have. Again, whether it's pursuing a different job or, gosh, I don't know. I have horrible examples right now. Nothing's coming to my head. But whatever you're wanting to pursue, like, once you can hype yourself up and embrace yourself and be confident and know that you have value to give, like, that changes the game completely. Now you're dang near invincible once you can have that confidence. So again, toot your own horn. That's one way to practice not being jealous. But another way is to just sit and genuinely, like, be thankful. Like, truly look at what you have. I'm sitting in my room. I'm recording this podcast right now. I have a roof over my head. I have a 2-car garage. I have, a family that's healthy. I'm able to walk and I'm sweaty from just doing a workout still. Like, I need to go shower, but I'm able to move my body. I'm able to do things that so often we take for granted. Like, we don't even realize that that's a blessing anymore because we've just been doing it and we've been having these things for so long. But you guys, there are people who would kill for what you have. There are people who would do anything to have the abilities that you have to walk, to run, to work out, to be crafty, to be, I don't know, maybe you're really great with finances and you have a lot of, like, tips for businesses and things like that. Like, whatever it is, someone out there would kill to have that. And that's so stinking awesome. Like, you have to, not that they kill for that, but that you have those things. Like, sit and be thankful, because here's the other thing. Like, once you can start being thankful, once you can start appreciating the things you have, that thankfulness, that emotion flips the switch and it combats jealousy and anxiety and inadequacy. Like, those emotions can't coexist with thankfulness. And so if you really practice being thankful and seeing the value you have and the blessings that you have in your life, like, the more you practice that, the less likely jealousy or anxiety or any of those ugly emotions are to sneak back into your life. Okay. And then, you guys, this is one that I really want to encourage. This last one to kind of combat jealousy. Whoever it is that you're jealous of, like, get to know that person maybe. And if you don't have the abilities, maybe they're not someone you know in person, but there's someone on the internet or whatever, like, just realize they don't have it as good as you think. Maybe, sure, they might have a great life and they might have whatever, an awesome house and cool cars or whatever, but that's not what it's all about, right? Like, I guess my point in this one is don't be the person who craps on someone else just because you're jealous of them. Like, don't be that person, you guys. You're better than that. Get to know whoever you're jealous of and know that they don't have it perfect like you might assume, especially if you're looking at someone on social media. Social media is such a lie. It's a lie. If that's your means of jealousy, if that's where you're getting all your envious feelings or whatever, please know, holy cow, it is not real. Like, anything on social media at this point is so fake. You can't buy in to those feelings. And you have to realize that it's unrealistic, whatever you're, I'm trying not to get too far off the wheel right now, but, I'll just put it this way. Social media is a complete and total lie. If you are jealous of someone solely based off of what you're seeing on social media, don't even waste your time there. You only see on social media what people want you to see. So option A, if you can, get to know that person. And please, again, don't be the person to paint them in a bad light just because you're jealous of them and because you're being a hater. Like, let's honestly be real. Like, and I say that with complete love. But truly, we have to be able to realize if we're the issue there. Or option B, if it's a social media person where you don't have the means to actually get to know them, just realize, hey, social media is a lie. And you just have to practice understanding that. Truly, I wish, again, that there was like a fix-all, be-all. What, be-all, fix-all? Is that a word? Is that a saying? Who knows? I wish there was a fix for that. There's not. It comes with practice. I don't know, you guys. I would just really encourage you to watch what happens to you internally. Really try to study what you're feeling and where these feelings are stemming from whenever you see an inkling of jealousy or envy or whatever you want to call it, like, start to spark up in you. Don't let yourself go into that defense mode, victimizing mode, because you're idolizing someone or you're just jealous of someone. But you gotta get rid of that, right? We're here to attack life. We're here to chase goals and be confident and count our blessings and to really know how fortunate we are. We're here to do awesome stinking things. Don't let your insecurities take you out of that game, right? That's exactly, this is me getting preachy again. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to, but here it is. That's the exact thing that like Satan would want, right? Doesn't he want to count you out of your game because he thinks that if you're at your full potential, you're a threat? Right? Don't fall for that game. You guys are here to do awesome stinking things and you're better than that. That's not who you are. To the core of who you are as a person, you're not a hater. And so lastly, I want to end with like a little tidbit for those of you who are Christians. And if you're not, please, again, I know you're probably rolling your eyes, but don't. You're welcome here. And I want to love on you guys and encourage you guys just as much as anybody. But if you do pray, like, one thing that has helped me tremendously, like I keep talking about all these little tips and stuff that I've learned over time, but by far the thing that has helped me tremendously is anytime I notice a little inkling of jealousy or envy, like stirring up in me, I instantly pray it away. Like I truly do. Jealousy is not an emotion of God. Like he does not want people to be jealous and envious. Okay. So of course, if you go to him and say, hey, like, I'm dealing with this, it's hard, and I don't know how to face it on my own. Could you remove it from my heart? Like, he will totally do that. And I have prayed that prayer more times than I can count. And every single time, I have felt peace, and I have felt that actually follow through. So if you are one who prays, and if that's something you believe in, like, truly, I would just recommend saying that prayer of, hey, like, I'm dealing with this. I don't know how to set this feeling of jealousy down, like, please just take it away from my heart. And like I said, like, he absolutely will. It's not an emotion of him that he wants you to have. We've gone through this for about, I don't know, maybe half an hour now. And we've talked about like just how disgusting jealousy is. It spurs all of these other horrible, like, gut-wrenching emotions. Of course he doesn't want that for you. And he will absolutely take that away if you can go to him with that. So I hope this was, encouraging, uplifting to anyone who needs to hear it. It's maybe some tough love as far as realizing that it's an us problem, right? It's something we have to identify and come to terms with on our own. And then we can really become so stinking confident when we take a second to just really look at and appreciate what we do have. Be your own hype person. Look at yourself in the mirror and toot your own horn. Like, be confident in who you are. You are freaking awesome. And if you can really embrace all of the freaking cool things that you are and that you have and that you're capable of, that's when really cool things start to happen. So I'll let you guys go at that. I hope this was encouraging to you. I love you guys to pieces. And thank you guys for listening. So I'll talk to you next time.